Stoic Path. In 170 AD, Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Our actions may be impeded, but there can be no impeding our intentions or dispositions, because we can accommodate and adapt. The mind adapts and converts to its purposes the obstacle to our acting." He finished by saying, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Marcus, a Stoic philosopher, shared these views with other well-known Stoics like Chrysippus, Zeno, Cleanthes, Aristan, Apollonius, Junius Rusticus, Epictetus, Seneca, and Musonius Rufus. An ancient Zen parable shares a similar idea. The obstacle in the path becomes the path. Within every obstacle is an opportunity to improve our condition. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, understood obstacles well. During his 19 years as emperor, he dealt with frequent wars, a devastating plague, a strained treasury, an attempted coup, a greedy brother-in-law, and exhausting travel across the Roman Empire, from Asia Minor to Syria, Egypt, Greece, and Austria. Despite these challenges, Marcus never lost his patience, grace, or courage. People of his time respected Marcus as a great leader and a good emperor. The impact of Stoicism in Marcus Aurelius. Stoicism and the teachings of Marcus Aurelius have inspired people throughout history. They played a role in sparking major events like the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the Industrial Revolution, the U.S. Civil Rights Movement, and the rise of Silicon Valley's high-tech innovations. Stoicism deals with real-life challenges that everyone faces, asking important questions like, are you worthy? Can you overcome the obstacles in your path? And, will you stand up and show what you're made of? Obstacles can offer hidden benefits. To find these, you must move past common reactions to challenges, such as fear, frustration, confusion, helplessness, depression, and anger. Marcus Aurelius's courage and self-awareness allowed him to turn difficulties and tragedies into successes. You can achieve similar outcomes by adopting a key Stoic principle: the obstacle is the way. Marcus outlined three essential steps to overcome obstacles: objective judgment, now at this very moment; unselfish action, now at this very moment; willing acceptance, now at this very moment, of all external events. That's all you need. Contingent disciplines. To make wise choices, adopt these perspectives. 1. The discipline of perception. The way you view the world shapes the meaning of events in your life. Avoid labeling events as good or bad. Set aside your fears and biases. Focus on seeing things as they truly are. Seek the truth, not a distorted version of it. Here are some key points and examples showing how perception can shape our experience. Alter your perspective. John D. Rockefeller started as a bookkeeper, earning 50 cents a day. Despite financial crises in 1857, 1873, 1907, and 1920, he saw opportunities where others saw disaster. By 1877, his ability to stay calm and think differently helped him dominate 90% of the oil market. Recognize your power. Reuben Hurricane Carter was a top middleweight boxer who was wrongly convicted of murder. In prison, he never lost control of his mind and spirit. He worked on his case and, after 19 years, his conviction was overturned. He stayed strong and moved forward after his release. Steady your nerves. General Ulysses S. Grant remained calm during the U.S. Civil War. Even when a shell killed a nearby horse, Grant kept his cool. He helped survivors from an exploded steamboat while everyone else was hiding. Control your emotions. NASA trained its first astronauts to stay calm and avoid panic. They practiced every part of their spaceflight many times until it felt routine, helping them handle the stress of space travel. Is it up to you? Tommy John played Major League Baseball for 26 seasons. Even at 45, when cut by the Yankees, he didn't give up. He showed up at spring training, worked hard, made the team, and pitched in the season opener. Lessons learned. Stay focused on the present. Be objective and adjust your perspective if necessary. Look for the positives in negative situations. Stay confident. 2. The discipline of action. When you act deliberately, boldly, and persistently, you're better prepared to take right and effective actions. Use the creative application of action to break down obstacles. The voice of Athens. Demosthenes faced many challenges as a young man. He was weak, often ill, and had a significant speech impediment. His guardians stole his inheritance, but he didn't let these setbacks stop him. He practiced speaking by putting pebbles in his mouth and worked tirelessly on his oratory skills. When he was ready, he sued his guardians to get his money back, winning the case thanks to his powerful speeches. Demosthenes became known as the voice of Athens and believed in the motto, "Action, action, action. Get moving." Amelia Earhart aimed to be a top pilot. In the 1920s, women were expected to be delicate, so when she was offered a chance to join the first female transatlantic flight as a passenger, she accepted. Later, she achieved her goal by becoming the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. Practice persistence. Thomas Edison tested 6,000 different filaments before creating the first incandescent light. Nikola Tesla mocked Edison's determination, saying Edison would search every straw in a haystack if he had to find a needle. Edison knew that some challenges require such relentless persistence. Follow the process. Nick Saban, head coach of Alabama's top football team, emphasizes the process. He advises players to focus on what you need to do in this drill, on this play, in this moment, rather than worrying about winning championships. It's all about handling each step as it comes. Use obstacles against themselves. Gandhi's approach to India's independence involved nonviolent resistance. Instead of fighting, he showed that the British did all the fighting and losing. Gandhi proved that taking a stand and remaining steadfast can be a powerful strategy. Lessons learned. Aim to develop a minimum viable product, a key idea in Silicon Valley. Remember, failure is a feature. Learn from every mistake. Treat your work as crucial. Sometimes, a different approach works better than a direct attack. Like top athletes, focus deliberately on the task at hand. Even if you don't succeed, move forward to the next challenge. 3. The discipline of will. Life can be tough and heart-wrenching, but if you use your willpower effectively, no challenge can stop you. Your will, not anyone else's, controls your life and success. True willpower is steady, not boastful. It comes from connecting with your inner strength without bragging. The strongest will comes from humility, resilience, and flexibility. Examples of the strengths of the will include: master your will. Abraham Lincoln demonstrated incredible willpower. Despite growing up poor and facing many failures in politics, he led the North through the American Civil War. His struggle with depression didn't stop him. Lincoln's determination kept him hopeful and focused, making him the right leader during one of the most difficult times in U.S. history. Build your inner citadel. As a young boy, Theodore Roosevelt suffered from severe asthma, with nightly attacks that nearly killed him. To improve his health, he exercised daily in a personal gym that his wealthy father set up at home. By his early 20s, Roosevelt had strengthened his body and overcome his battle with asthma. He called this determined effort the strenuous life. Roosevelt famously said, "We must all either wear out or rust out. Every one of us. My choice is to wear out." Love everything that happens. When Thomas Edison was 67, a fire destroyed his research and production facilities. His priceless records, prototypes, and research were lost in the blaze. Instead of getting upset, Edison remained calm and said, "It's all right, we've just got rid of a lot of rubbish." He knew that reacting with anger or sadness wouldn't change anything. Instead, he accepted the loss with grace and even a bit of humor. As the fire burned, Edison told his son, "Get your mother and all her friends. They'll never see a fire like this again. Meditate on your mortality." In 1569, French nobleman Michel de Montaigne had a near-death experience when he was thrown from a horse. At that moment, he felt his life slipping away, right on the tip of his lips. This moment changed Montaigne's life, inspiring him to become one of Europe's most famous writers, a respected figure, and a confidant of the king. He became deeply interested in understanding death, exploring how different cultures viewed it and what it meant to them. In the end, death is inevitable for everyone. Use this understanding to accept your mortality. Meanwhile, like Montaigne, make the most of the time you have. Prepare to start again. A Haitian saying, "Behind mountains are more mountains," means that after overcoming one challenge, new ones will come. Understand that obstacles are part of life and be ready to face them. Lessons learned. Reflect on what went wrong and plan for potential future problems. Accept that not everything will go as planned and adopt the mindset, "C'est la vie, it's all fine." You are part of the universe. Focus on making your part of it fulfilling. Stoicism, a user guide. For centuries, academics have tried to claim philosophies like Stoicism as their own, keeping them locked away in their ivory towers. But Stoicism, as developed by figures like Seneca and Zeno, was never meant to be a distant, academic concept. These philosophers created Stoicism as an operating system for the difficulties and hardships of life, and that's how it should be used. Epictetus, who rose from slavery to become a famous Stoic thinker, named his guide to Stoic ethics the Enchiridion, which means close at hand in Greek. He and other Stoics saw Stoicism as something you should always have with you, like a tool. Marcus Aurelius described it differently, saying Stoicism helps people become boxers instead of fencers, tackling life's challenges with courage and determination. Key points. 1. Accept obstacles as opportunities. What blocks the path becomes the path. 2. Use perception, action, and will to turn challenges into strengths. 3. Stay objective, control your emotions, and change your views when needed. 4. Act with persistence and creativity, and focus on the present task. 5. Develop inner strength and resilience. True willpower is quiet but steady. 6. Accept life's challenges and setbacks with grace, and always be ready to start again. 7. Use Stoicism as a practical tool to face life's difficulties with courage and determination.